Right, we have a little bit of a musical interlude just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward here with Eat My Brunch, weekdays from 10 through till 1. Now I'm joined in the studio. We've been having such a good old chat off air. It's a shame you can't listen to it, but never mind. Welcome to the studio, Sam Webb and Libby Lowe, who are from Minnie's Boutique in Brentwood. You know all about Minnie's Boutique. It's famous here in Brentwood. They've come in to talk about an event that's happening on Saturday the 28th of June in Roper's Yard for Marie Curie, the cancer charity. But before that, thanks girls for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks Michelle for having us.
We've been having
brilliant.
Such a good old chat.
I know.
It's like I do that with all my guests when they come in. Gossip. Can't tell you what we've been talking about. Secret. Before we talk about the event that's happening, Minnie's Boutique, when did you actually get into the business?
Right, well, the actual company was formed in October 2010.
Yeah.
We obviously had our business plan, what we wanted to do. It was finding the right location. Obviously, it was going to be in Brentwood, but we just wanted to find the right shop that we could make into the boutique that we had in mind.
Yeah.
We found the shop in January, signed the contracts in February, and opened in April 2011.
Now, so, people don't know where the shop is. Where exactly in Brentwood is it?
We're in Roper's Yard, which is just off of Hart Street, right by the Chatham Way car park.
So it kind of sits
at the back of the high street, but it's very quaint, cobbled street. It's beautiful.
It's lovely. Lovely location.
I was going to say, with Towie's been on for a good couple of years, how has it changed? Being a Brentwood... Brentwood terrorist? Where did that word come from? Brentwood residents. How has it changed, would you think? Has it changed the town for the better? It's always really busy over the weekend. So tell us how
it's been. It must have increased. With tourism, it must have definitely increased the footfall.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
it's
through the weekends
Brentwood
especially.
On the map, hasn't it? I mean, Brentwood's a beautiful place anyway to live. Obviously, we get a massive influx of tourism
and
now,
just,
which
just
every benefit
up,
must benefit from.
Yeah.
You know, down to the cafes, you know, the coffee shops, the nightlife, the hotels, the little guest houses around the back, you know.
Definitely. I do think it's, you know, it's been a positive thing, you know,
and
more than a negative
thing. And with the Minnie's Boutique, what is your stock and how do you actually get things? I know you've got a fantastic website, which we'll tell everybody the address for in a while. But how do you, with like fashion items, how far in advance do you plan for your stock?
Well, in fashion, you are running a year ahead of yourself. So obviously now we're even buying for next year. When we first started, obviously, like everything, you know, we started from scratch and, you know, we had
learning
to sort of keep up with ourselves at first, but we've been running now for nearly 4 years, so now we're sort of like streamlining and really ahead
just
of ourselves,
getting in just getting into, you know, a bit of a groove with it all and just, you know, finding our feet. And, you know, we get a lot of you know, wholesale people approach us as well, so we're very lucky in that respect. We do get a lot
of people.
We take
on a lot of like small independent brands, which is great. You know, we take on, mainly we're not really that high end, to be honest. We like to keep our price points down. You know, we're
just affordable fashion,
fashion for everyone. And really, you know, our customer can range anything between sort of 15 to sort of like 50, can't they? So when we buy in mind with everyone, you know, with an audience of all different ages across the board.
And so being a slightly larger woman, although I was making myself sound like a flump, what sort of sizes do you go from? A size sort of, is this size 0 up to?
Normally from around about size 6 to a 14 to 16, and that really does kind of, because we do get asked that question a lot, you know, on Facebook and Twitter and stuff from customers, and some, you know, are a bit exasperated that we don't do a larger size, but that really does come down to our stockists. It's what that the sizes they make the garments
to. With our brands.
It's not really a choice with
we
us.
We would love to do more plus sizes, going up from a 16, but they just don't cater for that. All of the brands that we actually take on, I mean, some of them do go up to like extra large, but that would be like 16. But obviously now, thank God, we have got Gemma's next door to us.
So definitely. She
does cater for that size of things, which is great because she's just got such a great eye for fashion.
Yeah,
so obviously she's catering for the plus sizes that want to be, you know, have a nice fashion.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So what's coming in, if you're thinking about fashion at the moment, can you tell us any tips for what's happening in 2015?
Ooh, green. I think green's going to be a very big colour next year. From what I'm, you know, scouring through the mags and the colour boards and the colour charts, that seems to be really big for 2015. So I think we had blue was pretty big this year. So I think there's going to be a lot of green around in, you know, in just all kind of, you know, styles. But yeah, it seems to be a bit of a hit. So
yeah, I think like fashion, you know, it just sort of like revives itself every sort of decade, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of like the 80s revival coming back again now.
You know, with like this year
with the prints and, you know, and
like the neons this year, haven't we? So they've been the fluorescence, they've been pretty big.
And kind of like the 90s are kind of coming back again as well. Like the sort of like the block heels are coming back.
Oh, I'd love that.
Like the flare.
I'd love the cargo. Can somebody please bring the cargo pants back? Because I'm sick of skinny jeans, actually. I'm really sick of skinny jeans at the moment.
It's all right, they've got a bit of stretch.
I always, you know, I'm not convinced they're a brilliant look, but you know, they work. People love them, so you know.
Yeah, bring back the flares.
Yeah, bring back the cargo pants. That's what I say.
Is there? Would you say is there a certain look for Brentwood? Is there a certain look that girls go for? Is there a Brentwood look?
I do think when you look around in Brentwood, people do really do take care of their appearance more so. I think, you know, I mean. It's all kinds of ages just seem to look after themselves more, you know, just take a bit more pride in their hair, their nails, you know, their clothes.
We're all hiding ass.
This is why it's radio. We're all very, very glamorous in the studio today.
God, they can't see
it. And also the eyebrows. That's what always, I must say, there is a certain look with eyebrows. It's because I'm an old swine, but I find some eyebrows are just too, you look at something and go, lovely, but you're just drawn into these eyebrows. Yeah. And I know it's a fashion thing.
Yeah.
Like in the 1950s, Elizabeth Taylor, her eyebrows are the same.
Absolutely, it was a Hollywood look, wasn't it, really? And it's kind of
crossed over
now.
The bigger eyebrows have definitely come back again.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's definitely a knack to doing them without them looking
too. I actually like my eyebrows, so I like to kind of keep them on my face. But they do, I mean, they look amazing with some of the girls having done, and they suit them, but it's, you know, it's a preference, isn't it?
I just want to ask you, do you thread or do you pluck?
Oh, I wax.
Oh, wax. Well,
definitely.
Not a lot, as you can see from mine, but I do wax.
I found as I got older, though, my eyebrows, just have to say this, I've said this before, they grind down my eyelids.
They go
eyelids.
Everywhere.
Oh,
mine have always been like that.
It's the odd grey one that really annoys me now. But.
Yeah, what is that? That must be surely there's a bit of talcum powder on my face. Yeah. What's going on? It's not present. Right, now we're talking about the event and Saturday. See the 28th of June in Roper's Yard for Marie Curie. How did you guys get involved with this?
Well, they come into the boutique one day when I was in there and approached us, you know, just generally about the charity. And I was like, you know what, like, this is great. And because of obviously our profile and, you know, we're very fortunate enough to reach out to a lot of people. Yeah. And we have a really good footfall of customer and social media.
Social media is brilliant.
I thought, you know what, like, this would be a really good thing to do. Like hold a tea party. I mean, they're doing them all around the country at the moment. They've been doing them between the 20th and the 29th of this month. So I was like, okay, we'll have one on the 28th in Roper's Yard. We've had so many donations from so many businesses making us cakes, cookies. We've had lots of raffle prizes donated, so we can run a raffle as well. And then obviously we're just going to be offering tea to all the footfall through Roper's Yard for a donation of their choice, you know, however big or small. And then
everything
obviously we're going, all the cakes that have been made and cookies we're going to obviously sell to put into Marie Curie, and then obviously hold our big raffle at 3 o'clock. So we've been selling tickets all week, so they've been, you know, flying out fast.
And the response has been amazing. It's incredible, you know, because I really do think it, you know, I don't think there's many families that aren't touched by, you know, an illness of, you know, such as cancer or any terminal illness, you know, we all have somebody, a friend or a member of family that, you know, is going through, you know, cancer and cancer care. So, yeah, it's a, it's just a great thing to do. And as Libby said, you know, we can reach a really wide audience of people with our social networking and stuff. So it just seemed, it just seems, you know, the right thing to do to put something back, you know, into the community.
I think if even if you don't have anybody affected with cancer, the point is you will.
Yes.
That's the point in it, because one in three people are diagnosed with cancer at some time
in their
life.
And Marie Curie make it possible for people to stay at home in the final months weeks of their lives so that they can be with their families. And they just do such an amazing job. And, you know, what they have to fundraise just to keep
it's
going.
It's incredible. I mean, they have to, they need to raise £10,000 every hour of every day just to continue to carry out their work.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge amount of money, you know, but it's, you know, they do it. And, you know, and I just think the more people that can help them to, you know, to reach their targets of, you know, what they need, you know, the better. So, and, you know, they're just incredible, you know. Yeah. I mean, person from a personal point of view, you know, with I lost my father-in-law a couple of years ago, Marie Curie, and a very good friend and neighbour, Marie Curie, were there. It's just, you know, they do an amazing job, you know, can't, you know.
We have St Francis Hospice who come in quite a bit here, and they again do a phenomenal job for looking after. And there's, I think there's something like 16 or 20 beds, and they look after people or give you know, respite, etc. And it is, it's important that
sometimes the care, you know, the family members, they need that respite themselves. Yeah. They need to get some sleep or just even just some rest.
Yeah.
And you know that it's incredible. It's an incredible thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, what time on the 28th, Saturday 20th, what time does it kick off?
We're going to be running the tea party from 12 o'clock till 4 o'clock.
Yep.
We're going to draw our raffle prizes at 3 o'clock. So, obviously, any winners, then they've got a couple of hours to go round.
And what are the raffle prizes?
We've just had amazing donations. Obviously, our fellow boutiques, they've all donated. Amy, Lucy, Gemma, we've had opticians, we've donated Ray-Ban glasses, just loads of people, just beauty. Chloe's been donating beauty treatments, nails
at
Studio 4.
Bella, done a beautiful bag.
Yeah, nails at Studio 4 have donated nail treatments. So, you know, it's just been fantastic.
And how much are the tickets as well?
They're £1.
And you can buy them on the day.
You can buy them all week through the boutiques. Yeah. You can either buy them at Minis, Gemma's, or you can buy them at Nails at Studio 4, and we're all down Roper's Yard. So.
You mentioned earlier Gemma, who is at the forefront for plus size fashion.
Yes.
For somebody, and she's a decent age as well, because when you think of plus size fashion, you think of older people, which she's not.
Yeah.
She's going to be joining in as well.
Yes, she is. They're going to be joining in as well.
We just want as many people to come along as possibly can. And just
how big or small the donation, everything helps for Marie Curie.
It's praying the weather holds for us as well.
Yes, so it will do.
Yeah,
we'll make that
be fine.
Now, give us out the website details for Minis as well.
Okay, you can shop online at Minis Boutique. It's www.minis-boutique.co.uk.
And what's your Twitter?
And our Twitter account
is at Minis Boutique.
There we go. I thought it was going to be an extra bit there. Minis Boutique.
Or you can go on to our Facebook, which is Minis Official Facebook site, but it has to be the Minis Official.
And we're also now on Instagram.
Minis Boutique on Instagram as well. So you can find us. It's quite easy. If you Google us, we pop up quite quickly.
Okay, so don't forget, guys, Saturday, June the 28th at Roper's Yard, it's raising money for Marie Curie. It starts at 12 o'clock, goes on till 4. There'll be cups of tea, there'll be loads of like lovely cakes you can buy, so you're not really, you know, it's not a hardship. Get down there and buy some cakes, also get a couple of raffle tickets. There's great prizes as well.
Yeah, there's some great prizes, really good.
Excellent. Well, lovely to meet you both.
Yeah, you too, Michelle.
Nice. Thank you, Michelle, for having us.
Thanks,
you're
Phoenix
welcome.
FM.
Thank you. Right, 11:44, I think we'll have some DJ Cassidy featuring Robin Thicke.